Business Environment, Module I, Unit 18, Activities 11-12. How do the WTO, World Bank and IMF work?
The World Bank, the International Monetary Fund and the World Trade Organization are the ones I call the Terrible Trio. I call them the Terrible Trio, but I could have called them the World Ministry of Trade and Finance. We don't have a World Ministry of Health or Education. We don't have a ministry for any of the good things, but we do have these bodies. In the case of the bank and the fund, they can't dictate to Britain or to France, although they do make remarks and they do make periodic surveys of our countries. But they can dictate to poorer and weaker countries, so that is a real ministry. The WTO has a mechanism called a dispute resolution body, which is able to resolve trade disputes and can authorize sanctions against the rich. However, the poor don't really have an opportunity to sanction the rich. Imagine Guatemala won a case against the United States. The WTO can tell Guatemala, you can put 100% tax on the American goods that you import. But how much is that going to hurt the U.S.? If it were a much larger economy, it would cost much pain and suffering. And it has. In Europe, for instance, we are still paying $116 million every year in raised tariffs on a certain farm product because we refuse to import hormone-fed beef. On the other side, this court has decided in Europe's favor against the United States, not for $160 million, but for $4.5 billion, because the United States is exporting Boeings. Do they know where all the Boeings come from? They come from the Virgin Islands, because that's a tax-free zone, and so you can export whatever you like there. This is a definite tax break, so the WTO said. This is unfair competition, and authorized Europe to raise tariffs on U.S. goods for $4.5 billion, which the U.S. never paid. They promised to change legislation, but they've never done it. So there are variations in how much these institutions can actually impose in the way of rules. But I think most of their rules are completely unfair. Let's not forget that the WTO is trying to privatize and commoditize every human activity, all of health and education, all public services, transport, energy, water. And they have also raised the stakes on patents so that you get protection for 20 years, which means there's less transfer of technology to the poorer countries. I think most of these rules are very bad. If we are going to determine what is a good rule by what it does to ordinary people, we have to ask, is this a help or a hindrance to their life? Is this a benefit or a disadvantage to large local communities? Does this only serve the elite, or does it serve the whole of society?